Whenever you're ready.
When have I ever been ready? Let's just do it.
Okay.
And now it's time for another episode of The Lowdown with its host, David Beach. You can write David at lowdowndavid@gmail.com or follow along at thelowdownpodcast.blogspot.com. And now, here's your host, David Beach.
And so we begin another episode of The Lowdown with me, your host, David Beach, and your engineer, Wally the Lowdown, short and tall. We cover it all here from our palatial studios in lovely Pasadena, found on the very gracious site, NOSAOnline.com. You can subscribe through iTunes, follow along at lowdownpodcast.blogspot.com. You can email me at lowdowndavid@gmail.com, or you can even find the group's fans of The Lowdown on Facebook. Here's the deal. It's kind of late in the month. I'm surprised I've waited this long to get this podcast up. I have been asking you guys to email me. I've been asking you guys to get in touch with me. I've been warning you about what we're about to play, and I have heard nothing in response, so it's time to play it. Ladies and gentlemen, this is from one of our listeners, and he wants you to hear this song.
Which way's up? Things will be okay. Just remember what I say. You can always laugh at midgets. Their clothes they have to buy at Kids Are Us. If one comes to visit, you don't have to dust. Some wisdom I'll impart. Clip your nose as voice starts. Enjoy and laughing at midgets. Mystery, like pyramids, platypi, a Jim Belushi too. If midgets' feelings were all that great, they wouldn't run with that silly gait, where they wobble back and forth like the penguins in that one documentary. I can't remember what it is. Thank you.
Well, there you go. That's the song we've been waiting to hear. You are listening to The Lowdown, and that was Midgets by a gentleman who I happen to know, the artist of that song, not a very tall person, and he is curious what you think of that song. I know there was no malice intended. However, I know that some people out there are offended by the word. I also know there are people out there who embrace that word. So there's the song. Listen to it and tell me what you think. I would give you the artist interpretation, but that kind of takes away of the art. You are supposed to be moved in such a way, and that's where I'm going to leave it. So send me an email if you have comments, critiques, or even just general notes about that tune. I can put you in touch with the artist. He has a new website, which I just recently visited. Very nice website, sir. Thank you very much. He actually has a link to this podcast on it. And due to that link, my listeners have more than doubled, which ain't saying much. That's mom, dad, you, and the people at NOSA, and perhaps a few people who stumble across your website, which I know could be a lot of people because you've got a couple of few cool things going on right now. All right, so this is that podcast where I get to ramble for 15 minutes. We don't have an interview. We did have a song, but now let's get into the news. This, first and foremost, from NOSAOnline.com. If you are not a member, please join. Join it. Now imagine what you can get. You can also stand up for yourself, make a voice, let yourselves be heard, and we can unify. And if we have to fight songs like Midget, if that's what we choose to do, we can do it as a group, but you got to join. NOSA is also looking for interviewees for their upcoming documentary. So if you're interested in being interviewed for a documentary, you can get hold of the NOSA people through NOSAOnline.com. Let's take a look at some of the other news that I stumbled across on the internet. Now, you may think it's bad to be short, but let me tell you what, there are bonuses to it. This from Allendale, South Carolina. James Hines was a giant at 6'7", 300 pounds, a preacher and funk musician so big that after he died in 2004, a rumor began circulating in the town that the Undertaker had to cut off his legs to fit him in the coffin. This week, which was April 3rd, after years of whispers, Hines' body was exhumed and the gruesome story appeared to be all too true. The coroner's office said only that it had found undesirable evidence and a criminal investigation has been opened. But Hines' widow said investigators told her that his legs had been cut off between the ankle and calf and his feet had been placed inside the casket. Now, under South Carolina law, destroying or desecrating human remains is punishable by 1 to 10 years in prison. And a man who identified himself as the owner of Cave Funeral Home, which handled the funeral, has declined to comment. However, at the funeral, several people, including one of Hines' 5 children, said the casket looked too small. Hines was about 79 inches tall in his bare feet, according to his family. The interior length of a standard coffin is about 80 inches, but can vary a few inches depending on the padding and the thickness of the walls and other features. Now, that came to us through Scott Jones, chief executive of Service Casket Company. Came through us. It came through the newspaper that I'm reading. He was a distributor in Columbus, Georgia for caskets. After the funeral, rumors began, started, some say, by a former funeral home worker, and it seemed as though all 3,700 people in the town were talking about the burial. So there you go. One bonus for being short, and here is another one. But Wally, you've got a look on your face. What's going on? Oh, Wally has a new toy. Go ahead, Wally. I know you want to do it. Thank you. That was nice. Okay, really, one is enough. Okay, so let's get back to the news. Okay, I'm sure we'll be hearing more of that in podcast future. Oh, here's some more news that's good to be tall. Let me take a look at it right here as the studio cat decides to lay down on top of the papers I'm reading. Perfect timing. Thank you very much. Okay, there is another secret advantage of being short. Tall people have slower nerves or sensory lag, says neuroscientologist David Eagleman, proving the point that it is a bonus to be short. Let me see if I can find the exact information. Now, here's what you need to think about. If a person touches your toe and your nose at the same time, he says you will feel these touches as simultaneous. This is surprising because the signal from your nose reaches your brain before the signal from your toe. So why don't you feel the nose touch when it first arrived? It may be our sensory perception of the world has to wait for the slowest piece of information to arrive. Given conduction times along limbs, this leads to the bizarre but testable suggestion that tall people may live further in the past than short people. For the taller person, it takes a tenth of a second longer for the toe touch to travel up the foot, the ankle, the calf, the thigh, the backbone, to the brain. The brain waits that extra beat to announce a now. That tall person will live his sensory life on a teeny delay, at least as regards to toe touching. This, of course, could apply to all kinds of lower extremity experiences, cold or heat against the skin, tickles, rubs, hitting a soccer ball, the list goes on and on and on. The article continues on. This comes to us from NPR. Randy Newman's observation that short people have no reason to live must be wrong then, because if Eagleman is right, when it comes to sensory experience, especially down where you wear your socks, short people suddenly have bragging rights. Eagleman's essay, Brain Time, appears in a new anthology, What's Next? Dispatches of the Future Science from Random House. There you go. These are the articles I have found as I peruse the internet looking for information on short people and on tall people, because we do cover it all from short to tall here on The Lowdown. Now, once again, I'm in a quandary as to what information you guys want to hear. If you're listening to this podcast, there must be a reason. And if you're listening to this podcast and there's a reason, then you need to let me know what it is. Because I can screw around for 15 minutes. I can play things. I can have Wally make sounds. I didn't hear it. Do it again. Okay. And Wally can play all day long with it. What was that? Oh, very nice. So I need you guys to let me know what you want to hear, what you want to talk about, what you want me to talk about. I can go through the internet. I can find information. I can go to the library. I can get information on the differences between short and tall people. We can talk about how midgets offensive to some people and not offensive to others. But, you know, we can only do that for so long. So let me know what it is you want to talk about. I'm going to be having some more interviews coming up from people I find fascinating, but I need to know who you find fascinating. Maybe, no, I'm not going to have Wally on the air. It's not going to happen. Okay? Sorry about that, Wally. Yeah, okay. So, what was that? Oh, that's nice. Anyway, we're getting kind of bored in the studio. So it's 15 minutes talking about short and tall. I need to know what you think. And if you write me an email, let me know you want to find out who sang that lovely song. I'll put you in touch with him. Thank you so much for listening. You have been listening to The Lowdown on NOSAOnline.com. I'm David, your host. Have a great month. I'll be back with the next podcast next month.